made up some of it, some of it somebody else made up.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead, Warren.
All right, I think that when we start maybe complaining or misunderstanding, that really it's our, when I want to stay sober, I put my effort into taking the steps and practicing the principles. The groups kind of have to do or should do the same thing. And it's all of our efforts. It's all of our efforts to keep this shit the way it's supposed to be. It ain't really nobody's fault. It's everybody's fault.
That's right.
If you're in a group and things don't seem right, guess what? I have a voice, and I can use my voice. And whatever happens, happens, whatever that group decides. But, man, it's our responsibility. If nobody else's, it's up to us. And I used to be one that, man, I used to be one that was controversial on purpose. On purpose. And I don't do that today. But I'm just saying that, man, we got to know that everybody's in a different spot. They're not all knowing what the hell is really going on. And it's my responsibility to show some love and tolerance, and then let's see what happens. I'll shut up. I get carried away.
Don Archer and I am an alcoholic. I want to ask a real quick question from everybody in this room. Y'all are all members of a group. Each one of you is a member of a group, right?
Yes.
How many groups got GSRs that attend their district meeting? Please raise your hand. How many of you groups got a group that doesn't attend their district meeting? You want to talk about apathy?
Yeah.
You want to talk about what the problem is?
Yeah.
Why should we participate? Because things like what John's talking about can happen if you don't participate. Things like Tony's talking about Facebook policies and social media policies. If you don't like what's being said or what's being discussed, and you don't have a GSR in your own group that's attending the district meeting and assembly and area meeting, y'all just kiss my rat ass. Because y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of apathetic people.
That's not true. That's not true, brother. You can say that. That's not true. We don't have a group big enough to do that, Don. You're putting us in a spot. That's not true.
I've got five group members.
Well, that's great. I'm glad. Guess what? It's up to the group. You're pinpointing it like you're pissed off at the groups that don't. They do the best they can with what they got, brother.
The service manual says a group may.
And they don't need to point fingers. Ain't nobody pointing fingers.
This is a workshop. Hey, y'all let me speak, please. Every time you say
kiss my ass, I'm done, brother.
All right, Mark. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Oh, you should sit back down, Mark.
Okay.
This was not intended to create a mess, but this is where the ununity part comes. And we're at our... This is where unity meets. Let's work together here.
Of course.
Can I share one thing?
Please.
The thing I forgot to say was I go to a group where they don't have a GSR. I have tried to, for more than a year and a half, to figure out where the hell I'm supposed to be here in Memphis. And I was at a group where they do not have a GSR, and they said, does anybody have a topic? And I said, yes, I do. How about tradition 3? And I thought, ooh, they're going to kill me. But you know what? They were receptive. I want you to know that. And I thought, maybe I should be at that group. Thank you.
All right, before we...
Can I say something?
Yeah, I'm giving you the
floor. Let me close this down.
I'm giving you the floor.
Let me shut this down real quick. I'm not here to tell any group anything what to do. I'm your delegate. Whether your group chooses to participate or not, I'm your delegate. All right? And what I'm asking is for you folks to gather together in your group and tell me what to do. Because the decision's going to be made. And I would think that it's important to your group to be a part of that decision process. And if it's not important to your group to be a part of that decision process, then they don't need to fuss when the decision's made. Because everybody's not going to like what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Even if it's the greatest thing since life, brother, everybody's not going to like it. And I believe the group has the autonomy to do any of this stuff they want. You folks asked me to come here, the district asked me to come here to say why we feel like you need to participate. And I hope I've done that.
You've done that.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Feel free to call me, talk to me about it anytime. I'd love to talk to you about it.
Thank you, Tommy.
All right.
We're gonna take a quick break. I don't know if they spoke here or they.
My name's Stephanie, I'm calling.
Hey, Stephanie.
My home group is the SOS group. We meet in Midtown every Tuesday night at 6:30. We're a literature study group. We study the steps, traditions, and concepts. And I've been a member of that group since, I went to the first meeting and I wasn't a member there. And then by default, when my group wasn't following traditions, I was kind of angry with them because they were spending money on things like furniture and not giving back to AA at home. After a couple of times of that, I went group shopping and I ended up at SOS. And because I've been going there anyways, and I love studying the literature. My sobriety date is January 1st, 1996. And I still, I believe that as long as I'm teachable, I've got a shot at staying sober. And that's why I like studying the literature, over and over and over again. So, anyway, that's my qualifications here. Service positions in the past, I have been a GSR, I've been a DCM. Does everybody know what all this, does everybody know what area means and all that kind of stuff? A GSR, group representative? DCM is the district committee member, which is the district rep for the groups. Memphis has 6 districts in it, and I'm the inner city girl, inner city groups. Who's in District 21 that knows it? You are.
Okay.
New group member of us last week, SOS, in the house. We've only got about 6 group members, and half of us are here. So GSR group rep, DCM, your district rep, area, our area 64 that Tony kept alluding to, that's basically the state of Tennessee. Some states have more areas because of the population. We've got a couple that are out of state that are in our area because they choose to. But anyway, that's not what I'm here for. I'm talking about standing committees. And those, there's some more letters. There we go. CPC and PI and, Okay, so here's some more acronyms, but
TCP.
Yeah, that too. I was a GSR by default of my group because I went to the area assembly one time with Tony, who was the archive chair. We had money from our group, and I had been talking to GSO and sending money into GSO, and when I got to the area to bring them some money because the folks that were there, we voted on what the group would disperse its funds to. We talked about it, and I'm a real big standing committee person. Another position that I have had in service is the area 64 PI chairman. I was a West Tennessee rep of the PI committee, and then I went on to become the PI chair. Through just hanging out in service in that committee. And I love standing committees. But one of the things that our group does when we do our pie chart and contribute our monies is we include all the standing committees that are represented in Memphis. So whatever standing committees we have in Memphis, our group actually sends donations whenever we do it. We don't have a regular time to do it. We just kind of do it when we look like we've got some extra money, and we make sure all of our other bills are paid. So we were talking about not being able to afford a whole lot in groups when that came up a minute ago. But that's one of the things that we did in our business meeting with only a few of us. When I started out, I was GSR. I wasn't getting anything to go to the area assemblies.